Hello and welcome to the 72 Show. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and joining me, we've got Nick Davey.
Good evening.
Hi, Nick, you well?
Yeah, not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Good, thanks. So, tonight we were meant to be joined by Leighton Orient coach Omar Risa. Unfortunately, he's had to cancel on us. I think with the news going around Leighton Orient, I wouldn't want to speculate why, but yeah, I wish all the club well. Club are in, looks like the club might be in administration. There's been a winding up petition from the tax man, so not looking great at the club.
No, terrible news there, and as you say, I mean, it sort of just sums up football these days. The money that they need to sort of conjure up, then you've got sort of Premier League players out there who sort of earn that money in a few months. So it's not nice news, and as I said, it's been a pretty poor season for them as a whole. And you just really want them to sort of just everything that could go wrong is going wrong for the football club. We just need to hope that something can happen and they can survive. So it's a fantastic football club, a real old football club, a really real passionate football club as well. And we just need to hope that there can be some good news at the end of the tunnel for Leighton Orient, and most importantly for the fantastic supporters there.
Yeah, well, looking at them going forward, they're obviously in the relegation zone at the moment. And I saw the crew boss came out today, David Artell, and said we've got to stay up, or the players will end up being milkmen. Obviously, a bit of a facetious comment, but I guess the same thing's true of Leighton Orient. But with a club that sort of size, it's even more crucial. I think. Do you think that'd be the end of the club if they're relegated?
Well, you certainly do worry, especially with what we said a lot at the time of Olympic Stadium on pretty much on their actual doorstep. That was always going to be a big kick in the teeth for them. But yeah, I think if they're actually sort of part of the football league as a whole, you do really worry about Leighton Orient. What with West Ham literally on their doorstep, you would worry for the future of that football club. And certainly with them, ever getting back into the football league, certainly.
Okay, well, fingers crossed, things improve at the club. We'll move on from that. We'll come back to League Two and the relegation battle later in the show. We'll move on and talk about the Championship. And I guess there's only one place we can start. Obviously, losing to Newcastle, Brighton lost yesterday. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, a very annoying result. Not the result that we all wanted, but no, full credit to Newcastle. I thought they were brilliant. They stuck to their game plan well. I think Benitez proved in the second half, especially with the changes he made, what a top manager he is, really. I think he was the difference. Benitez, tactics were spot on. He made the changes correctly, and he improved with a massive win over us. With Brighton, yeah, I thought we were terrific for the opening 20 minutes, then it sort of seemed to die off a bit. I think the club still were in a fantastic league position. I think the idea is not to get too carried away. Still 6 points above Huddersfield. With Huddersfield playing Newcastle on Saturday, obviously both sides can't claim 3 points. So if we just keep looking at ourselves, looking at our result, our pictures coming up, just got to simply keep winning, keep battling, and we'll be okay. I think we're in a good position. We just, like I say, just need to make sure that we, most importantly, we just keep winning and focus on ourselves, and I think we'll be okay.
With the game itself, do you think Newcastle were lucky? You know, they scored two late goals, and I've seen the first goal. It was a bit of element of luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, that could literally go. I mean, I've been in football for a long time. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen it on a Sunday league pitch. I've never seen it in a Premier League game. I've never seen it until last night, it was just mental. I mean, it could have gone anywhere on the ground. It's gone in the most difficult place for anyone to actually get the stop done to get, or for a defender to get. And it scored in incredibly. I could have said it could have fallen lovely in the air to stop as a catch, but no, it's gone. It's gone in the top corner. I mean, just cannot wake up, and it's the harshest of luck. But like I said, Tim, I'm not a lot of believe. I don't believe luck exists in football. I think you get what you deserve. And I think on the night, Newcastle did deserve to win the match.
Okay, fair enough. There was also a question about, I saw one Newcastle fan on Twitter saying he didn't think it was a penalty to Brighton, and it was a, it was one of them you've seen given. I don't know 100% whether you'd say it was a penalty.
He's been wrestled to the floor. There's no question about it. Kieran Clarke's got his two hands on the striker, on Murray, thrown to the floor. No, it's no buts. It's a penalty thankfully it's taken well. In the end, it's obviously Newcastle's night. But
is that you with your Brighton hat on, or your unbiased? No,
I think it was 100% penalty.
Okay, fair enough.
And I did think they had a fairly good game last night. I thought he got the decision right on the yellow card on Yedlin in the first half, not to send him off. Only strange decision I thought was not giving a yellow card to Matt Ritchie for blocking Anthony Knockhart from taking a throw in, which was an absolute ludicrous decision, not to have given me a yellow card. But apart from that, I thought the referee, I know it's one of the Premier League reps, I've forgotten his name. I know Jason Jarrett won't be too impressed with me for that. There's no point talking about the officials on the night. It was Newcastle's night.
All right, fair enough. We'll move on from that. I want to look at the general sort of promotion race. Benitez says it's wide open. Of course, he's going to say that. He doesn't want his team to get complacent. But Newcastle have got a tough run in, as you mentioned. They play Huddersfield next, and they've got the Reading the game after. They've got to play all the top seven or eight teams. They've got to play all the big teams.
They've got a tough run in Newcastle, whereas ours is a bit more relaxed. So you could say certainly they've won the battle, but they haven't won the war yet. And with Newcastle, you'd have to say that they should still be focused on these games. And then Newcastle United, they should be favourites going into any championship match. But like I said, they've got some tough games there. But I think personally, the race can be all over this weekend. And I think if Newcastle beat Huddersfield and we beat Forest, I think that's a very simple bit from a personal point of view.
Well, you guys have got a pretty easy run in as well, from what I read. I think you've only got to play two of the top eight, something like that. Two teams in the top half or something, so yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Derby and Norwich.
Yeah.
Still, although three teams in the top half. Leeds away, Norwich away, and Derby at home. Not too difficult running, but as you say, at this stage of the season, nothing's for granted. Mm-hmm. Got teams at Dortmund, we've got to play, who are obviously fighting for their lives, and they certainly won't roll over. And even the mid-table teams, you're not going to get any championship side that's going to turn up and hand you over 3 points. No chance. So every game is going to be a cup run.
Mm-hmm. And in behind, you've got Leeds and Huddersfield. Both their managers have got touchline bans. Gary Monk and David Wagner. Wagner's got 2-game and Gary Monk a 1-game ban. Do you think they'll be again? Do you think they can get involved, or as you say, this weekend being the crucial game, Newcastle Huddersfield?
I think with Wagner's Wagner sort of style, I think that could be potentially a big loss for Huddersfield on the sidelines with his passion and everything. But I think overall, when you see managers that aren't there, I mean, you should think all the tactics and everything are well drilled into the other coaches, but most importantly into the players. So the players know exactly what they're doing. Yes, it's nice to have a bit of a confidence in your manager on the touchline, maybe just giving them a bit of motivation. But I think overall, I think you have to say that the players should obviously know full well what the jobs are to do. Tactics should be completely, as I say, drilled into them. Ultimately they might be missed, especially Wagner. So the passion and everything on the touchline, that could be missed by Huddersfield.
Mm-hmm. Looking down the table at the moment, Aston Villa have won a couple of games. They've had a poor run of form. Steve Bruce under a bit of pressure. They beat Bristol City last night. They beat Derby at the weekend as well. Things perhaps looking up. But yeah, I guess for them, that's making sure they're safe rather than, you know, what we should be talking about is them going for the playoffs, really. But at least safe in the championship, go again next season, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's actually those wins have probably confirmed their safety because it was looking a bit if they could get sucked into relegation about certainly going to get first this year. But yeah, they can get a top half finish and fully focus on next season. Then yeah, I think Brucey, I guess his job from the off, I know, will be disappointed they couldn't get in there this season. But I think as I say, if he can build for next season, they'll be red hot favourites in that league for sure.
Yeah, Derby as well. Derby were, you know, not long ago we were thinking they'd get playoffs or be close to playoffs, if not. But they're a team who've 6 games, I think it's been now, without a win. They lost against Blackburn. They lost with a penalty. You know, again, I know Steve McLaren's had a go at the players saying their standards are dropping. And again, another club, you know, we thought they'd be way up there. And, you know, same as Aston Villa, pick up and go again next season, try and get top half, because it's looking pretty unlikely for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we are 10 points off. I think at this stage of the season, it's too much. It's too many points to get. But like you say, I think they're the case for plan. We'll just want to get a bit of confidence, get a good run going, and then build it into next season. As say, make some summer addition. And yeah, you'd like to think that they'll go against a strong next season derby.
Mm-hmm. As I say, Blackburn won 1-0. Tony Mowbray's come in, replacing Owen Coyle. 4 points so far, and you know, Blackburn in the relegation zone at the moment, but some sign of improvement. And what do you make of the decision to sack Owen Coyle as well?
Well, it was a bit of a strange one, really. I thought Blackburn was starting to. I know it hasn't really been working out during the season, but they're in a relegation battle. But I thought at this stage of the season, it's a risk, but a risk they're always prepared to take. So. Personally, I wouldn't have done it, but obviously I'm not an old football club. But they've made the decision, and as I say, so far so good. You could, for Tony Mowbray, a bit of an odd appointment, I thought, given the fact that he didn't have too much success with Coventry. But it's what the owners who they've identified the man. They think they can keep them up. As you say, 4 points, I believe, from 6. So there's certainly a good target and a big win over Derby at home. And I think, yeah, he's got a touch of problem in his hands, Tony Mowbray there. But they're in a very, very place where they can easily do it, I think.
Yeah, I think with Tony Mowbray at Coventry, he was always struggling a bit. We'll have to see what he does. Just final club I want to mention in the Championship, Cardiff. Aside really on the up, I know they've won a few games recently, Leeds, and they had that thrilling game against Derby as well, they won recently. So they've got the most points in 2017 of any Championship side under Neil Warnock, and they're up to 12th. I know when he took over, they were in the relegation zone, weren't they? But they're you know, maybe they can be the ones to go for playoffs. I know they're 12 points off, but continuing current form, I suppose it's a slim chance.
Well, it's a slim chance. Don't know if it's a paper, but no, I think Warnock. They said a lot about they're focusing on next season. They could be a little team to look out for next season. But if, as I said, they've had a couple of seasons and they want to get their success. And it's also having the Premier League. So I think Warnock has done a great job. And he's clearly one of the. So maybe just a few tweaks over the summer, and they could be a real team to look out for next season.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to League One, the form team at the moment, Fleetwood, they've made it 17 games unbeaten, beating Northampton Town 3-0. Their club record continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Fleetwood on a fantastic run. And so I was looking carefully at League One results last night. They're in a real chance now, Fleetwood, of getting automatics. As I say, they're on a fantastic run. All the momentum's with them. And as I say, they've got a great chance now of getting automatic promotion. As I say, shame the game was called off last night at Oxford, but as I say, they're picking up wins, and they're picking up wins the hard way as well. You know, I mean, they've been grinding results out, and then as I say, they won 1-0, I believe it was at MK Dons not so long ago.
Yeah.
And then they went in front of Northampton 3-0. So they're certainly keeping clean sheets and scoring goals. I think they're going to be a I think with them, they could be even the favourites for the automatic slot.
Well, what do you think? Do you think Sheffield United look pretty... they've got a bit of a cushion at the top. They beat Bolton as well recently, which is a good result.
Yeah, they're looking like they're well on their way to the Championship next season, I think, Sheffield United. 2-0 win on Saturday at home to Bolton. And they're getting fantastic crowds there. And I think the Blades are looking like a return to the Championship. And it'll be great to see them back in the Championship. And a massive football club. And it'll be, potentially you could have the Steel City derby.
Mm-hmm. Just to contrast with their form, though, Scunthorpe, they've not won any of the last six games. So they lost to Wimbledon last night. A real risk. Fleetwood could assert them in the second promotion slot.
Yeah, and they'll be very disappointed to Scunthorpe. So they started off the season superbly well. And they're in it. They get with Scunthorpe's budget and everything. It's not as big as Sheffield United, Fleetwood or Bolton. So credit on that. It has to go to Scunthorpe. But I think they will be disappointing with the position they're in if they do only end up getting a playoff spot, but they can obviously still be delighted with how well they've done this season. They're still going to say a lot of football to be played, and to the bubble, they're still second in the league, so they won't panic too much, and I think, but like I say, one thing they certainly can't do is have too many more home slip-ups as I say last night against Wimbledon on the mid-table. You can't be doing that at this stage of the season, and I'm sure the manager's drilled into them that they say they can't do that, especially at home.
Yeah. Sticking with managers, there's a couple of things I saw with Carl Robinson, the Charlton manager, had a go at his players, saying too many of them are getting away with not playing as well as they can. Basically, it's too many passengers. They lost 4-3 against Shrewsbury, and they've lost their last few games there in bad form. You still expect them to be safe, but. Ricky Holmes got the hat trick, but not enough for them to beat Shrewsbury.
Well, we say about thinking they're safe, but you do see that a lot of clubs thinking they're safe already, and they won't get drawn in, but then they do. And with Charlton, that's not a good thing to see with Carl Robinson playing the way the players are playing like that, thinking they're sort of these players that are too good almost for this league, and they're struggling. And as I say, I'm struggling to realise when they lost my football match in League One. Off the top of my head, I really can't think when they lost one. I think it might have been in January. I think it was when they beat Bolton.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So that's already, as I say, they were on a very dodgy run. I mean, I think you have to look at where they are in the league. Maybe one win should be enough to stop the rot, and then they'll probably be okay. But they're only 6 points above the relegations, and one thing we're sure we'll discuss in a second is a lot of the teams at the bottom are picking up wins here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, well, I think Oldham's a great example of that. They've got 11 points in their last 15, and they beat Northampton yesterday, and they're out of the relegation zone now.
Exactly, and I think John Sheridan there, we've said it was a sensible appointment, and that's proven to be a top decision to get him in. As I said, they're picking up wins, and they're certainly picking up wins the hard way. Way winner by Northampton, who they also sucked. They've been dragged right into the battle. So I think they're still obviously in a precarious position. But as I say, when you've got momentum going for you, they just need to keep that going. Not sort of get if they have a defeat, get too downhearted about it. They've just got to keep fighting and winning football matches.
Yeah, and also Swindon, they've won their last two games. They beat Gillingham last night, and they got a win over bottom club Coventry at the weekend. So, yeah, another team with a bit of fight.
Yeah, so that's a great win for Swindon. Back-to-back wins over, and again, it's dragged Gillingham right into the dogfight as well with the win. As we said, Swindon made some very good signings, and they're starting to starting to deliver now for them. Rowan Ince, who scored last night. Again, they're so Gladwin as well, played very well, I understand. So the signs are starting to deliver, and with the squad they've got, you've got to think they should probably be okay to start Swindon. So they're still in the relegation zone at the moment, 3 points off. As I said, those managers could be drilling them to keep winning. And I personally think Swindon will be okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Chesterfield are a club with not a lot of hope. They're second bottom above Coventry, but I saw their manager Gary Caldwell has told negative fans to stay away, that they don't need the negativity. Not really sure it's a great thing for him to be saying, but he's not won a game yet at Chesterfield.
Yeah, no, it's I think they're looking like probably starting to get half a foot in league, to be honest with you. It just doesn't, again, they sort of seem to be going to Coventry, nothing seems to be going right for them. So they got absolutely battered over the weekend by Oxford. And you do worry about just when this is the sign of sacking a manager could not work out. And I think, yeah, they're looking in a very dodgy place, and I think them and Coventry are already looking like two favourites to drop into next season.
You think it's all over for Coventry, or do you think there's any chance
I think Coventry are done. I mean, I think their fans probably know that their time's up as well, and they'll be playing League Two football next season. But I think they'll just be looking to simply try to win games, try to sort of identify players that can be key for them next season, and hoping to get them back up. But I think above all, they'll just simply be wanting their off the field problems to get sorted out.
Mm-hmm. And also, I just want a quick mention to Bristol Rovers. From what I understand, they were very unlucky not to beat Bolton last night. They drew with Bolton, and that's six draws in a row for them, and they are solidly in mid-table in 11th place.
Yeah, certainly not losing games.
No.
So, yeah, I think, to be fair, only 7 points in the first. They could not turn some of these draws into wins. You never know, they could have a late surge for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no, a big shout out to Bury as well. Another team from last night. He's obviously the teams that in the battle for state of survival. I think I've mentioned all of them there, but Bury, a big win for them at home to Coventry. But yeah, another win for them as well. 4 points off the relegation zone, and so this is where you think your chances could get dragged into it, because you've got a lot of these teams: Shrewsbury, Bury, all picking up wins. You think that these teams, I think they're safe, they can slowly get back into this dogfight.
Just makes you think, because they beat Charlton at the weekend. I'm pretty sure they beat them. I think it was 1-0.
Yeah,
makes it an even bigger result. I think, yeah. So it's 4 wins out of 5 now for Barry. All right, yeah. With that, we'll move on to discuss League Two.
Yep.
We'll start with the top of the table. Doncaster won their first win in 6 games. They beat Cambridge 3-2. Important win for them.
Yeah, I mean, when you go through these dodgy runs of form, you just need to find this way of winning a football match, especially with Joe Doncaster in it. They're still in a very, very good place, but obviously you just really want to get that win to almost stop the rot, really. And they've done it in some style. And they're very good going against a very good Cambridge side. They're still 12 points above fourth place, so I think they'll certainly be okay. Yeah. It's nice to have that win, and certainly I think they'll with the position they're in, they'll certainly want to win. They won't want anything less than first spot now.
Yeah, we're looking at the top of the table. It's not just Doncaster who've had dodgy form. The other top sides, Plymouth have. Plymouth haven't won in 4 games. Carlisle have lost their last 2 games. It's not great form for any of the top teams.
No, absolutely not. I said Plymouth last night, a 1-0 defeat. I mean, not taking anything away from them, but a 1-0 defeat, and to Notts County's side has not been playing. He's not been playing very well at all. The results, you obviously just don't want to. You can't be doing it at this stage of the season. And but like you say, it's all of them sort of seem to be getting cold feet.
Mm-hmm. I was going to come on to that with Notts County. Kevin Nolan, I know, has praised them. He said that they've been really quick learners. They've unbeaten in the last 5 games, and looks all right for them. Getting away from the relegation zone, and they're in good form.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay now. Notts County, they're looking like I think they'll be okay. Notts County, 19th in the league, 8 points above the relegation zone. And I think, yeah, Kevin Nolan will simply be all eyes on the next season.
And Cheltenham as well. Cheltenham beating Carlisle, and the other big shock, I suppose you could say, from last night, they beat them 1-0. Third win in a row, and that's Cheltenham again away, and it makes it look like the bottom two will remain the bottom two.
It does, doesn't it? It does look like that, especially last night, Hartlepool, massive 4-0 win over Crewe. Giving them confidence. Atkinson as well, very credible tool draw. Brickham, it's you don't really want to serve it. It's looking like the new I can't really see anything apart from them two, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, going with Leyton and Orion, I wanted to discuss the game in detail, but obviously with guests not being here, they lost 4-1 to an informed Stevenage side, and I guess that's one of them games which you almost go into it and think you've not got much of a chance looking at Stevenage's recent form. And looking at the other way there in the playoffs now.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Yeah, you do see these results where they took about 2-0 down off about 20-22 minutes. So, the games where it's the case of when a first one goes in, they all start to sort of follow. And, yeah, I think it was a simple routine job for Stevenage last night. And for Stevenage, though, on them, I think they're a team that's looking like a good bet for the playoffs as well now. They've performed there on picking up wins here, there, and everywhere. But yeah, they've rolled over so easily. And so they're just picking up too many feats. And it's, again, you can't really see too much hope for them and Newport.
Is there anything else you want to mention in League Two?
Big win last night for Exeter, Crawley. Keeps them in the playoff hunt with a big 2-1 win there, and a big 1-0 win for Grimsby as well, onto Colchester. Keeps them only 5 points off the first now. I think that's about it, really.
All right, no worries. There's just one or two other quick stories I just want to mention. We obviously didn't get a chance to discuss the non-league sides in the FA Cup. It wasn't a show last week. Sutton obviously going out to Arsenal. A lot of big credit to the National League.
Yeah, I thought Sutton played. Obviously, won't talk about the big story, which overshadowed the game. And I thought the players did outstanding to compete for 90 minutes against one of the biggest clubs in the world. Is fantastic. It's fantastic rather than they put the effort in. And, on another day, they could have got a bit more luck over that before we deconstruct the crossbar. Mm. Sometimes that just ripples in the net. But the players have been proud, I'm sure, at the end of the season, there could be a few offers on drawing Football League cards. And I think they've got a good win in the National League last night as well. So it's looking like they're going to stay up as well. So full credit to them.
I saw their game at the weekend there. Their other goalkeeper, Ross Warner, got an injury. So a defender, Simon Downer, went in goal. They've got a keeper now. They've got a Will Puddy on loan from Bristol Rovers. So they've got a new goalkeeper there. I guess with the draw as well as it was, Lincoln. I don't know who they'd have preferred to play, Arsenal or Sutton in the next round. But Lincoln getting through a fantastic win over Burnley.
I thought they were absolutely outstanding. They were not going to get mugged off that day, and they gave Burnley a game. Above all, and Burnley just didn't like it. But Burnley thought Lincoln was going to roll over them. They certainly didn't. And Lincoln were in their faces. They didn't know it'd be the big Burnley bully lads bullying them off the board. So I thought Matt Reid up front was outstanding for Lincoln. I thought the super centre halves were brilliant. I thought Power in the middle. I thought there was just a load of good players that played for Lincoln in the end. A fantastic way, and it was a fantastic cup title for at Turf Moor, and full credit to Lincoln and their football club. They'll have a fantastic day out of the Emirates in what will be their cup final. They'll have a great day out, and it's fully deserved. So get to the quarter final. I think that the first non-league team to do so is God knows where. I think I do know the date somewhere, but it's a long time. It's like 11 memory for sure. It's a fantastic achievement, and as I say, just full credit to everyone associated with Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, it's just a shame, I think, because Man United v Chelsea has been picked, like, is the first pick game of TV, so that'll be on the BBC, and Lincoln Arsenal's on BT Sport instead, which is, I think, a bit of a shame. But
yeah, it is. I think, again, that's just this day and age for you, isn't it? I mean, BBC obviously want the biggest cup tie possible, which they've got. But I think the guys most people would have liked to have seen Arsenal Lincoln on the BBC, but it is what it is. It'll still be I'll still enjoy it. They'll enjoy being on BT. They'll just have a great day out, and I think they'll be hoping that it's better, really. But they can do Arsenal game. They take But without Burnley, the Emirates, Arsenal won't enjoy it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the big news story, which I've saved for the end, it's Luton Town playing Oxford United tonight in the semi-final of the EFL, the Checker Trade Trophy. Again, I know we've been critical of it earlier in this season of the show. The winner will play Coventry in the final. I suppose the final for, well, it'd be nice to see Coventry win it, to be honest, to get a bit of joy, I think.
Yeah, it will be one terrible season for them, as I say, it's a matter of when they're relegated. It'll be great if they can at least have some smiles and a day out of Wembley and a bit of money for the football club as well. So yeah, I think all eyes will be on will be Coventry win that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Luton and Oxford, both clubs will be looking for a day at Wembley as well. I think they've both had success at Wembley before. So that and the big supporters based there, so that they'll be looking to there'll be a good game tonight. I think both clubs will really want a day out at Wembley.
All right, well, yeah, thanks for joining us. Apologies about not having a guest tonight. We will contact Omar and try and get him on a future show soon. You can follow us on Twitter at V2Football. Check out our website, v2football.com. You can follow us guys on Twitter. We'll shout ourselves out as we've got no one else to shout out. Antonthology and Nick Davey. Nick_Davey. I'll put the links in the description. Yeah, thanks for listening to the show tonight. It's good night for me and good night from Nick Davey. Good night.
Good night.